From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Death toll from Hurricane George could exceed 110. Another day of violent demonstrations in the Jamaican capital. And are there cracks in the coalition in Trinidad and Tobago? A high-profile resignation raises questions.
The Prime Minister has informed me that it is difficult to function with me in his government.
I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. 110 confirmed dead, many more likely. That's the grim statistic that goes with the passage of Hurricane George through the Caribbean. Hardest hit has been the Dominican Republic. Authorities in Santo Domingo reporting more than 70 people dead. The International Red Cross says the number of people killed by the hurricane in the Dominican Republic alone could be 100. 100,000 people have been made homeless and telephone and other communication badly affected. The Red Cross is also reporting more than 24 killed in Haiti. George lashed Cuba today, less severely than it did the island of Hispaniola, which is shared by Haiti and the Dominican Republic. President Clinton announced aid for the island.
We are providing humanitarian aid in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. We are also helping the people of Florida to prepare for the hurricane.